All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it is championship weekend in the world of college football, and once and for all, the field of four for this year's college football playoff will be set. Now, I'm going to get things started off tomorrow night in the Pac-12 as they are going to have their championship game at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. And you're going to have the 12th ranked Stanford Cardinal representing the Pac-12 North taking on the champs of the Pac-12 South and the 10th ranked USC Trojans. Now, the winner of this contest more than likely will be heading to the Fiesta Bowl, as of course the Rose Bowl is one of the semifinals this year in the college football playoff, and I doubt that either one of these squads will be able to get into the field of four. Now, for Stanford to win, you look at running back Bryce Love. He's been there all season long. He's going to need to have another big game, as will the Stanford defense that has forced 16 interceptions this season. And that's something to look at, because USC quarterback Sam Darnold has struggled with turning the football over this season. But it's not just about Darnold, because once he gets into a rhythm, he can really get it going, especially as he feeds off of this running game, which is led by running back Ronald Jones. And then you look at the playmaking ability at wide receiver of one Deontay Burnett. Now, the men of Troy can mix it up on defense as well, as they have 41 team sacks this season to go along with 16 interceptions. These two teams did meet back in September at the Coliseum in LA, and that contest was won by USC. I think the second game won't be any different, and I'm going to take SC in this one by the score of 34-24. Now, moving on to Saturday, you're going to have the American Athletic Conference Championship game, as you're going to have the 14th ranked Knights of Central Florida hosting the 20th ranked Memphis Tigers. And for Central Florida, a victory here will culminate an undefeated regular season, while they can also find themselves with a potential Orange Bowl bid. Now, you look for Memphis to go out there to pull off the upset. They're going to need a big game from quarterback Riley Ferguson, along with running back Darrell Henderson and wide receiver Anthony Miller. Now, Memphis does have 13 interceptions on the season, but at times their defense has been shaky, and that's going to be important as Memphis has to find a way to try to slow down UCF quarterback Mackenzie Milton. Now, defensively, the Knights, they go out there and they force turnovers, which is led by their 17 team interceptions on the year. Now, Central Florida had their way with Memphis earlier this season, and I don't see the rematch faring any better for Memphis. So I'm going to take Central Florida at home by the score of 37-23. Now, at Ford Field in downtown Detroit City, you're going to have Akron and Toledo getting it on to find out who is going to be the champion of the Mid-American Conference. Now, for Akron to go out there and pull off the upset, linebacker Ulysses Gilbert III, who is in line to be the MAC Conference Defensive Player of the Year, will need to have a big game. Aside from Gilbert, this Akron defense has forced 17 interceptions this season, and they got to find a way to slow down Toledo quarterback Logan Woodside. But it's not simply about Woodside, as you look at running back Terry Swanson, as well as wide receiver Deontay Johnson, and who can be impact players in this game. Now, defensively, Toledo has forced 14 interceptions this season, and that's big because Akron has been stagnant at times on offense. I don't see things getting better for Akron in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take Toledo to win the MAC by the score of 37-20. Now, it's going to be the Conference USA Championship game taking place on the campus of Florida Atlantic, as they will host the Mean Green of North Texas. Now, everything is set up for Florida Atlantic to win this game, and I don't see them disappointing, especially if running back Devin Singletary can have a big game. game along with linebacker Azeez Al-Shaahir. Lane Kiffin has done a solid job in his first year at Florida Atlantic, and I think he culminates that with a Conference USA championship. Thus, I'm going to take Florida Atlantic at home by the score of 41-23. Now, it's going to be the Big 12 championship game, and I put a question mark over this game because the Big 12 is just simply trying to remain relevant. You have a 10-team conference where everybody plays everybody during the regular season, so there really is no need to have a conference championship game. They're just trying to do this in order to make the college football playoff, and you're going to have the third-ranked Oklahoma Sooners taking on the 11th-ranked Horned Frogs of TCU at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. Now, these two teams did meet in Norman a few weeks ago, and TCU was dominated by Oklahoma, and you just have to ask yourself, will the Horned Frogs be able to pull off the upset? For them to do that, quarterback Kenny Hill and running back Darius Anderson are going to have big games, along with this 18th-ranked defense, which was unable to slow down Oklahoma in their first meeting. Now, defensive lineman Matt Boson has 11.5 sacks for TCU, and as a team, TCU has 40 team sacks. And for them to pull off this upset, they have to contain Oklahoma quarterback Baker Mayfield and keep him in that pocket. But when Baker Mayfield is on, he's very tough to stop, and I don't see that changing in this contest. Thus, I'm going to take the Sooners to win the Big 12 by the score of 41-27. Now, in Atlanta, this is a huge one as you have Georgia and Auburn set to take the field for the SEC championship. Georgia comes into this game ranked 6th in the current college football playoffs, while Auburn finds themselves ranked 2nd. And you look at this game, and this is very, very intriguing. I said it a few weeks ago that if Auburn could run the table, even with two losses, they'd find themselves in the college football playoff. They beat one top-ranked team in Georgia a few weeks ago by 23 points. And, of course, they got the best of Alabama last week at home. Now you got to go out there and try to face and defeat Georgia for the second time this season. And Georgia was punched in the mouth when they went to Jordan-Hare and lost to Auburn. And I think Georgia's got to get back to the basics, which is, number one, smash-mouth football with running backs Nick Chubb and Sony Michel, while also relying on this 4th-ranked defense. But quarterback Jake Fromm is going to have to make some more plays for Georgia to win this contest. And that defense for Georgia will be important as they need to find a way to slow down this running attack for Auburn, which is led by Kerryon Johnson. Now, Auburn does have the 11th-ranked defense, and I see them being on the field a little bit more because I think Georgia's going to go out there from the get-go and try to dictate this pace. But linebacker Jeff Holland, who has 9 team sacks on the season for Auburn, could have a big-time effect on this game, as well as the rest of this defense, as they do have 34 team sacks. I think this is going to be a solid game, but I just don't see Auburn having enough to get the best of Georgia 2 times this season. I think Georgia head coach Kirby Smart is going to have his team ready to play in front of their fans. Thus, I'm going to take the Dogs by the score of 30-20. Now, the Mountain West Championship game will feature Fresno State, who is ranked 25th in the current college football rankings, taking on the Broncos of Boise State. Now, these two teams did meet last Saturday in Fresno, and it was the Bulldogs who got the best of the Broncos. Fresno State did it with defense, as they have the 16th-ranked defense in this nation, which is led by linebacker Jeffrey Allison. I think Boise, they got to try to find a way to get their running game going with Alexander Madison, and the Broncos can also mix it up defensively, led by linebacker Leighton Vander Esch. Boise has forced 12 interceptions this season. They're back home, and they are a different team on that Smurf turf. Thus, I'm going to take Boise to win the Mountain West by the score of 30-23. Now, in Charlotte, you're going to have the champion of the Atlantic Coast Conference crowned, as you're going to have the 7th-ranked Miami Hurricanes traveling to take on the Clemson Tigers. And this one right here should be worth the price of admission. You go back to the early 2000s when Miami joined the ACC, and there were dreams that the Hurricanes would constantly be in this championship game taking on the likes of Florida State. However, this is Miami's first venture to the conference title game, as in just his second year, year, head coach Mark Richt has done a good job in bringing the Hurricanes back to being a national power. Now, Miami comes into this game after they suffered that heartbreaking loss last weekend versus the Pitt Panthers on the road, and Miami got punched in the mouth, and they got to go back out there and get back to basics. And it starts with their running back, Travis Homer, who really needs to go out there and dictate the pace. The Canes, they're all about forcing turnovers on defense. They have 17 team picks this year to go along with 39 team sacks, with 8.5 of those coming from Trent Harris. Can they frustrate and put some pressure and put some hits on Clemson quarterback Kelly Bryant? But it's not just about Clemson's offense. As for defensive coordinator Brett Venables, he has a 6th-ranked defense in the nation, and they have 40 sacks of their own, which includes 8.5 by defensive lineman Clelin Ferrell. Clemson has also forced 12 team interceptions, rather, and if they can find a way to frustrate this Miami offense, they've got a shot. I think this has the potential to be one of the better games of the weekend, and I'm going to take Clemson to win the ACC once again and get back to the college football playoff for a 3rd consecutive year by the score of 30-28. And finally, on Saturday night in Indianapolis, you're going to have the 8th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes taking on the 4th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers to decide the Big Ten championship. The winner of this contest should be college playoff bound, as Ohio State is looking to get back there once again. You look at the combination of quarterback JT Barrett and running back J.K. Dobbins for the Buckeyes this season, and they have been a dynamic duo. Ohio State does have the 8th ranked defense in the nation this season to go along with 34 team sacks. But in watching Wisconsin, I think this is a team that is going out there and they are searching for respect. The Badgers are the only undefeated team remaining from the Power 5 conferences, but a lot of people aren't talking about them. Why? Because the Big Ten West has been weak. But you look at quarterback Alex Hornibrook, who has gone out there and done what he is supposed to do, which is lead and play mistake-free football. And running back Jonathan Taylor has really flown under the radar this season as far as being a Heisman candidate. The Badgers do have the top-ranked defense. They have 39 team sacks to go along with 15 interceptions. And I think that top-ranked defense really accounts for something. JT Barrett was banged up in the game with Michigan last Saturday. You're not sure if he's going to be 100%. I think that Wisconsin takes advantage of that, and I think they also take advantage of the fact that they're searching for respect. And I'm going to take the Badgers and the upset in this contest by the score of 31-27. So folks, that's my outlook for conference championship week in the world of college football 2017 style. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement this year, the Cyclones 2018 campaign will begin next June. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. You can also check out the sports discussion on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365, as we are talking sports 24/7, 365. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 13 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.